Hey, Ace on the House is supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. Go to Lumosity.com and tell them you heard it from me, Adam Carolla. And Encore. Ace on the House is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, call 1-866-347-5748 or go to smartterm.com. That's 866-347-5748 and smartterm.com.
This is Carolla Digital.
Taking calls. Home improvement tips straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on mandate. Get it on. I'm Ace Rockola. That's Ray Stay the Course. Old Hoffer.
Dick.
Matt, the Porcelain Punisher Fondelier.
What up?
And Gary Halftard working over there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for telling a friend, man. We rely on you telling a friend. Thank you so much for clicking through our Amazon link. You got to get something on Amazon. You click through our link, man. And thanks so much for hitting the PayPal and subscribing. All the invaluable advice we give you, man. You can't put a price on it, but I can. $5 a month. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Support the show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button and subscribe. And thank you in advance. All right, Ray.
Yeah.
You got your just a tip.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think you're prime. I think you're ready to go with that. We got your calls. We got your video questions. We got everything else. Let's see what's been going on out in the world. Any tips? Anything? Anything you've been working on? Anything that's up in your brain, man?
Well, I emptied a consignment shop. You know, where you rent out areas in a building, you know, to sell your wares, antiques, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, this place, it's split out into 40 different spots.
Yeah, I've been there. Smells like cat piss.
No.
Different place?
Different place. This is in Pasadena. So
it smells like cat shit. Yeah,
that does too. Probably. Anyway, so I had to empty out this one area, right? And upstairs, go to the freight elevator. Guess how the freight elevators operate?
Let's see. Freight elevators, back in the day, they'd have those.
Not the accordion gate, the ones that go up and down, the other way, like a dumbwaiter.
Oh, how's it operate?
Pulley. A fucking pulley.
Who pulls the pulley?
Me.
Block and tackle style?
Huge gear on top, three feet. I got a picture of it. I'll give it to you guys. 3 feet wide, inch and a quarter nylon.
Inch and a
rope.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll burn. Right. Oh, my God.
How, if you put 100 pounds on that thing, how hard is it to pull up or down?
Up, you're usually up. It's, here's the thing. You can do it, but you're going pretty hard. But going down, I had it weighted, like with marble columns and everything like that. So I let the fucking rope go, and it'll just go. Right? So I had to stop it. I grabbed the rope, lifted me up like 5 feet. Crazy.
You know, it's a weird story? The elevator story. Elevators, you'd think elevator was the kind of thing that would have existed the second a building got over two stories, and it'd be no big whoop. It shouldn't have been any big whoop. It's an elevator. You know what I mean? So it's like a box you go into, you put a big pulley on top and a counterweight, and it just lifts you up. I think the elevator was probably, first off, invented by a guy named Otis, which sounds
Otis.
Like the drunk guy.
And
from
he had
Andy
a, wait, he had a partner, too, Otis and...
I don't remember his, I think the Pips, I think were who we partnered up with.
Okay.
Otis Knight and the Pips. Otis, I think, was the first guy. He he basically demonstrated this thing in like the 1911 World's Fair or something like that.
In Chicago, New York or something.
Something like that. And the thing that he had to...
But I think it was geared then, Adam. It was like...
No, what it was is he had to demonstrate to everybody that, like, he brought it up to the top of this third floor contraption he made, not like of a building, and then he, like, cut the rope, and he fell down, and the brake worked. The safety brake worked on it.
Because
people
deal.
Weren't going to get on an elevator until you could pull them up. People were weird and
fear.
Superstitious and fearful. And imagine going up 6-8 stories in a box would have felt really weird. But I'm trying to figure out, we're having some internet issues, but we'll...
They had a jet before they had an elevator.
No, I'm trying to think of, like, I will one day think of the things they had before they had. Like, we won World War II, we had a P-51 Mustang, we had an atomic bomb, the Germans had jet airplanes, or jet fighters, and we had a ball turret gunner, but our football goalpost still had two posts going. We couldn't engineer the one post going down to the ground that would hold up the cross member. We had two posts. Why do we have two posts when we had a ball turret gunner?
I think they should bring two posts back.
Honestly, there was two posts and at the goal line.
Right in the front.
Two posts because we couldn't engineer the one post holding up the super low uprights back in the day. I feel like I could go to the fucking plumbing department of Home Depot and work that shit out right now. And yet we...
Schedule 80, galvanized.
I'd like to know when the NFL went from the two posts to the single post. And we got to figure out...
I'm taking a guess.
Internet.
1960. I'm saying
yeah, 1960. I'll say a little bit earlier. But, first off... I don't remember seeing a lot of single post when they moved it, before they moved it back. And then maybe one could argue, well, maybe they didn't want the single post right in the middle, but it's still got to be better than two posts.
Yeah.
Right.
Gives you half
right
enough
there.
To hit.
Yeah. But either way, you understand Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier and there were still in a rocket plane and there were still two posts holding up the crossbar.
What year was that? 59 or something? No,
I'm gonna say probably 58. Chuck. Oh no, Chuck! After World War II, we got going on that stuff pretty fast.
So like 51 or something.
We had jet airplanes that were going supersonic.
We got them from the Germans.
We got to the '50s. Yeah, I would say Chuck did it in probably like 49, 48, 49, something like that. It
looks like he broke the sound barrier October 14th, 1947.
Wow. Ooh.
Good going, Ace.
Yeah, we got on that shit. And there you go. October 47, so not too far from 48, 49. But yeah, we got on it. When did the goalpost? Now we got to figure out when the goalpost went down to the single.
Yeah, Gary's looking it up right now.
All right. And then we got to figure out the World's Fair and the elevator. And then we can get on with the show. That's all. That's all we need to do. I'll tell you guys, you need your brain out there, right? You need your bean working. That's what Gary's doing. You can go from half-tard to 5/8-tard with Lumosity, baby.
There you go, Gary.
This guy.
Help on the way.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's going to go down. 3/8. Let's make it 7/16. I don't feel like you're ready to make the move to 3/8 just yet. Mm-hmm. Tell you what. Let's make it 15/32.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking me up now.
Lumosity, baby. Let's make it 31/64. There we go.
We can do it.
With Lumosity. You need to work that brain.com. Like a personal trainer for your bean, man. Your brain. You got to get that brain working. I was just having this conversation earlier in the day. I was just saying to somebody, look, when your brain doesn't work, everything is difficult. I said... If you...
Oh, is that my problem?
Not you. Others. But when I said, look, we got our buddy. Name is Umgad Abu Zamzam. Kind of a mechanical genius, but he just does stuff.
He's got a good brain,
does stuff. We have another friend named Craig Foran. He just does stuff. All day, does stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got it going.
All day. There's something going on, and he does stuff. And the reason he can do other stuff is because he does stuff. You give him a piece of IKEA furniture and tell him to assemble it. He'll do it with his feet while he's reading something else.
A manual.
Right. For something else, on a car.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You give it to a
monkey. Pretty amazing.
But you give it to a monkey, it's impossible.
Well, let's say Matt, if Matt was putting
it together. Okay, let's give it to Matt. Impossible.
It's not getting put together.
That's right.
Where's the Allen? It's taped onto the
soft
back
brain.
Of
Where's the Allen? What's Allen? Who's that?
That's
an Allen wrench.
When's Allen coming?
Mr. Wrench should be here. That's right. Let's be sharper.
Okay, slick.
Let's be more focused. Let's solve problems, baby. Go to Lumosity.com. Lumosity.com. Click the start training button. Create your own program. Start playing. Tell them you heard it from me, Adam Carolla. I'll give you special treatment. All righty then. So the World's Fair, and here's the question. When did we start building with steel? When did we start building these, not skyscrapers, but these multi-story, you know, 7, 8, 9-story buildings?
I think you could get up to 7, 8.
One, but I have field goal answer.
What's that? We have field goal.
67.
Wow. 67.
By 1967, all of the NFL teams had a what's either called a slingshot or a Y-shaped.
Right. 67. Yep. 20 years after Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier. 20 years after.
They didn't have engineers in football.
It's just, it's one of these things where I'm always surprised by things. There are things that came about too early and the things that came about too late. And I would say the goalpost, way too late, considering that in 1967, we had, every team was traveling on commercial jet airliners from coast to coast.
And still.
In the exact same time we're doing it now.
Right. It's kind of amazing.
Also,
by the way, the building thing, Industrial Revolution with steel.
Yes.
So when they got the steel going on, so I'm saying 20s, but before that they could do masonry up to 8 stories, I believe.
No, but they did
because the math.
They did steel back before the '20s.
I mean, like right. The tens.
Matt, when Matt does the also,
Industrial Revolution,
you just go.
He's two
you,
for two.
You quiet. I know.
Huh?
But to be fair, he doesn't listen.
I was just gonna say.
Who
I'm,
me?
I'm looking up. The handbrake elevator debuted at the World's Fair in 1854.
Ooh. 1854.
That's what I got
so
here.
Wow. All right.
What was his name?
Alicia Otis.
Otis.
And then who did he partner with later?
Schindler, maybe. I'm telling you.
It doesn't say here who he partnered with.
The two guys who do the escalators and the elevators are Otis and Schindler. Neither
right.
one is instilling tons of confidence. In me when I get into one of those. But that was a world. Where was that?
We'll see. New York Crystal Palace.
So that was the brake. And he said it was a handbrake, but I think it was an automatic brake, wasn't it?
You know, I did say handbrake. I'm sorry. It says in 1854, he demonstrated his safety brake.
Yeah, that's, if it's a handbrake, that's bad news because everyone's standing there with their arms folded. What? Huh? Grab the brake.
Ooh, where is it?
I'm holding a donut. Now, here's the question. In 1850, you know, in 1860 or whatever, I know it was 1854, but in 1853, were there a bunch of buildings in Chicago and New York that were, you know, 10 stories, 8 stories, 7 stories? Be curious.
They were masonry for the most part, though.
All right, Ray. Ray loves masonry. All right, we have.
I think they were masonry.
We have video questions. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do have a video question. This one is coming to us from a guy named Nick.
Hey, Ace and Ray. I want to install blow-in insulation in the attic area above my 3 bedrooms. The insulation up there is very thin and deteriorating, and normally you would have to install baffles, like these, between the rafters to keep the cellulose from clogging the soffit vents.
Mm.
But it doesn't look like I have any soffit vents. I can't see any daylight at the bottom of the rafters, and if you look from outside, I can only see 2 vents under the roof. The one on the left is for the bathroom fan, and the one on the right may be an attic vent, but I can't see it from inside the attic.
Because it's covered.
And as you can see, it doesn't look like there are any soffit vents around the rest of the roof perimeter. It looks like all I have for ventilation up there is 1 attic fan, and there's no ridge vent or gable vents. Is there any way you can tell from this video if I have any soffit vents at all? And then what should I do? I really want to insulate up there, and I have no problem blowing it in myself. I just want to do it right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, blown insulation, it's cellulose. It's It's basically newspaper that's ground up. And at least the way they used to do it, and I think they still do, that's infused with like Borat. And Sacha Baron Cohen. But I think it's Borat that's infused with, and it's
I think it's boric, right?
Boric acid.
Yeah, or something like that. It's like that powder.
Yeah. We'll look that one up too. Either way, it makes it unfriendly for critters. They don't like it. Evidently, the mices don't like it, and the rats don't like it, and things like that. So
no fun for nesting.
Mm.
It is called boric acid.
Boric acid is what's infused in the cellulose, and it's sprayed about. All right. I don't know, honestly, that much about the venting of attics. I know it's important. I know it's done. I know they have ridge vents and they have dormer vents and things like that. A lot of them will be hooked up on thermometers.
Thermostats
so they kick on when it gets above a certain degree and things like that.
And that's usually set up to your like fan, the whirly
fan. Yeah. Now what he's saying is if you have a soffit vent, meaning the eaves that hang over the side of the house, and you have a soffit vent and you take this blown cellulose and you put it in there, it's going to clog it up. It's essentially going to go over the vent. So how
it looks like his soffit's about 2 foot by 3 foot or something.
Yes, pretty substantial. I don't know, by the way, if you can do your own blown insulation, because you need a hopper and a blower.
You can rent them now.
You can rent a hopper and a blower? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you get those?
You can get them at Home Depot.
Home Depot?
You can.
No.
Yeah.
Blown insulation at the Home Depot?
Look it up under rental. Here we go.
Here we go. I say no.
Raise right again.
I say no.
All right.
Have you done it?
I've seen the machines there.
You've gone to Home Depot and
seen the machine. But I go, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be saying otherwise.
Well, okay.
Maybe. But hey, clear the soffit. He can measure out and clear the ones that he has. He does have two. That's going to help him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'd build a barricade around it so you don't, or just when you're done, go fish it off of there. It's not going to move after that anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a ridge vent in.
I like the
cross the whole ridge.
I like the building the little cat box around it.
Yeah, and then just pull it off when he's done, or leave it.
No,
just
leave
as long
it.
As it's exposed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, build a little dam around it and do your blown insulation.
You could do it with cardboard.
Yeah, it's true. It's just insulation, but you might want to. Well, there may be a little moisture that gets in there at some point or something like that. But either way,
but the air circulating important.
All right.
I'm just saying, HomeDepot.com, I'm seeing the machines, but I'm not seeing anything to indicate you can rent them.
Okay.
Ooh,
so, I mean,
you can buy
said.
Them?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up here for
well,
you.
Well, now, I'll tell you, here's the clearest indicator.
Hold on. Ray one.
No, you said you could rent
Adam.
Them. The one that's closest to us.
They have them there, I think.
Because nationwide, come on.
Adam,
Gary's,
zero.
Gary's on the phone, by the way. Good luck with that conversation. Good luck.
Press 7. Press 8. Press
no,
9. Go back to the
go
menu.
Go online to the one that's closest to us and see if that's in the rental department. Okay. All right. We're working on it. All right. Anyway, the reason you want to insulate and the reason you... I will tell you this. What goes on up in your attic is neither here nor there. The radiant barrier thing alone in the places where, you know, if you live in Arizona, Southern California, places like that... It is in pure insanity, and I would have never thought that it would have made this kind of impact. I have a property. There are two buildings. It is basically the same construction, one to the next. They're, you know, about the same size. One has the radiant barrier up. The other doesn't have the radiant barrier up. And when you walk from one space to the other,
you got a 10-degree difference.
Literally feels like air conditioning was on a hot day on the one that has radiant
barrier. It is
barrier.
Amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. Uh-oh. Gary's got an answer.
They rent the hoppers, but not the blowers.
They all right. Hold on. They rent the blown insulation hopper.
Correct.
Do they rent the do they sell the material? Uh-oh.
I did not ask that.
I got to find out if they sell that material. And then why not the blower? What would you just do with the hopper? Wait a minute.
We hook it up to your compressor.
Hold on.
Your question and that was the answer I got.
What question did you ask?
I need to rent a hopper and a blower. Do you guys
for what?
No, you have to say for blown insulation.
Oh, you just said hopper?
There's a lot of different types of hoppers.
Jesus, goddamn Christ.
Uh-oh, what is he?
Let's get your dads in here one of these days. I really want to sit down and really just go,
you have
what,
to. You
what
have to be
wrong?
Specific
what
to the application.
What went wrong? You just said hopper. Oh, no. She's thinking you're talking about stucco or doing, you know,
knock
whatever
down,
texture ceiling. Yeah.
Fog coat.
Mm-hmm. Fog coat.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's when you
like
go
that.
Over stucco.
Sounds like a band from the 70s.
That's fog hat, dude.
Fog coat, man. All right.
Fog coat opened up for him.
What do we got? They open for fog hat?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Oh, we're still looking. We're having a grand old time in here right now.
All right. Well, no, you can't just say hopper. Of course they have hoppers.
I saw a machine on HomeDepot.com you could buy. And it's like
there
almost $10,000.
There it is.
All right.
That's
you can buy it for $10,000.
You can rent it, too.
All right. Now, that's the real. You should. That's the question to rent.
There it is. There,
right.
Okay. Here. We're good. I
no,
want
we're
Ray
good.
2.
Can you rent
Adam
it?
Adam 0. Yes.
We're still finding out.
I want to know if you can do it at the one down the street.
Right. What if you can't? What if you can do it at the
Null
other one
void.
Down the street?
Null and void.
Why? It has to be specific to this one?
It has to be
you
a
didn't
universal
mention that.
Rental.
No. Listen, they don't rent tools in Hollywood because everybody steals them. So it's not universal.
Those Jews. I hate to say it, but let's face it. The Hollywood is run. Hollywood. We know Hollywood's run by Jews, right? Well, the Hollywood Home Depot is having all the tools being stolen, so it must be Jews. Why is that funny? It only makes good sense to me. Who runs Hollywood?
Okay,
the Jews. All right, Hollywood Home Depot can't rent tools because they don't get returned.
Remember when we were kids?
Must be the Jews. Is there any other conclusion to draw? Yes.
When you were a child, that people thought you were Jewish because you had your little Jew fro and all
we
that
didn't,
kind of
people
stuff.
People didn't know what Jews were when we were kids.
People always used to think you were Jewish.
No. Now.
Ray 3, Adam 0.
We'll work this out. Mitchell, 30, Bakersfield.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Ray, I'm a big fan, man. You've been saving me with a lot of trouble.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Gary's
thank
got
you
an
very
answer.
Much. Oh, Adam
apparently,
couldn't let that go on.
Apparently, they have both, and they rent both the blower and the hopper for blown insulation. But the reason that I was given the answer I was given at the time is because currently the blower is not operational, so they can't rent it.
Okay, so Ray's right. They rent a blower and a hopper for blown insulation.
Unfortunately, that's correct.
Victory lap for Ray.
Yeah, for listeners at home, Ray has his arms up and is
he's
running around our studio
lap.
Right now.
Also,
it is such a rare occasion. Yes.
Ray does that victory lap every week on his Ray and Lorenzo show after he loses.
I'm not paying attention.
All right. Ray's right.
Hold on. Ray 4, Adam 0.
And it takes a big, big hell of a man to admit when Ray is right and he's wrong, and that's this broadcaster, Adam Carolla. All right. I don't know looking at. Oh, yes.
We got Mitchell, who was complimenting me.
Mitchell, let me give a little love to one of our fine sponsors over here. Mitchell?
Yeah.
All right. Encore, baby. Oh, yeah. Today's show. Sponsored in part by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For free life insurance quote, you just call 866-347-5748, or you can visit them online. Their website, smartterm.com. Listen, I got kids, Ray. I got to have life insurance. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's got to take care of them.
I'll help out.
Right. Don't worry. We got Uncle Jimmy for that. Anyway.
I said with the sports and such.
One of my guys on our team over here, Kit, works in the sales over there. Healthy, 37-year-old, non-smoker male. Got a 20-year policy. 20-year, $500,000 policy for less than $30 a month. Reasonable? I'd say so. Give him a call, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on their website at smartterm.com. All right, where were we? Mitchell.
Yeah.
What's going on now? So Bakersfield, hey, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just wanting to tell Ray, thank you so much for all the tips, man, because
scaffolding's never been stronger, and
attaboy.
I'm not blowing up my speed square anymore.
Yeah.
There you go.
All the practical stuff the homeowners need.
It's been helping me out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
appreciate
that
it.
That was
he's being sarcastic.
No, he's not.
He's being sarcastic. Yes.
No. I'm being serious. I always kept my speed square in my back pocket and always ended up ripping my back pockets from
it. What the fuck is going on with my universe, man?
Upside down. Ray five, Adam zero.
it's gonna come crashing down on Ray though. I used to rent when I was young and bought a home when I was 24. And I had the same kitchen table from the apartment and from the other house. Now I bought another house and kitchen table just doesn't fit anymore. So I'm wanting to build one, and I want it to be something. Maybe not make Nick Offerman proud, but at least look good in my house. But try to figure out where to get some good rustic wood to kind of, to make like a refurbished.
Well, you want reclaimed wood?
Like reclaimed wood, yeah.
You know what's weird about reclaimed wood? It's expensive.
Well, yeah. A lot of it is taken from barns. A lot of it is taken from the bottom of rivers. I just turn on one of those, DIY things. It's like River Hogs, and it's a bunch of fat hillbillies going down in the river and putting chains around these
things. Yeah, and a lot can be worth like $5,000 or something nuts because it's preserved and it's beautiful.
Yeah, old growth and all that stuff. And like I said, a lot of stuff is barn. That's the whole new thing. It's like taking the floors out of a barn and then putting it in your house in Bel Air. But as far as buying reclaimed wood, there's a couple things you can do. I've checked into this a little bit. There's a place not too far from here where there's a guy who just – he basically goes to Brazil twice a year and loads up a couple containers filled with this used to be an old church and this used to be an old – this is old this and this old that. And they just pour it all in.
Is it all hardwoods or it's a mismatch?
It's mostly hardwood. And then – just showing these huge hand-hewn beams and stuff used to be a whatever. And he goes and buys it for, pennies on the dollar, loads it into containers, brings it over here, and then he'll mill it up.
He does mill. Does he mill for specific people, that order it, or does he just mill it to standard here?
He'll do his own stuff where he's making his own furniture, and then he'll also do, if you want 10... 3x7 planks made out of the Coca-Cola wood. We can get you those things out of this thing, and we're going to charge you this much to mill it up for you. But he's actually nearby where we are. He's a real nice guy. Shut up.
Yeah,
he's real nice. Quiet. You're not coming here. He's a nice guy, and I'm not suggesting you use this guy. I'm just saying these shops are around. They're hidden. You can't see them from the street. It's not like, they're not like 7-Elevens where they get a lot of walk-up traffic.
Right. You got to know where it is.
You got to kind of look around. One of the things I think you can do is I would go to eBay. I would go online and I would punch in reclaimed wood or hardwood or whatever. And you'll be surprised. You go online, you'll find these places and you go in there and you can do three things. You could probably just buy what they have right off them. Obviously, they're going to get their cut, but you could mill it yourself, or you could contract the milling to them, tell them how many you want and what size, give them basically a cut list, or you could draw your table and basically have them make it for you out of whatever log or piece you picked out. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
And also, it's going to be pricey, unless you can make it yourself. The more handling of anything, especially reclaimed stuff, and if it's old growth and it's got really tight, grain and everything else, it's beautiful. It's going to be pricey.
Well, when the dude had to go to South America to go get it and bring it back to Glendale, it's going to cost you something, number one. Number two, look, I say to people all the GD time, if you can get it at IKEA, get it at IKEA. It's going to be the cheapest. It's about volume. I will give you an example I've probably given before, but I'll give it to you again. I have some old cars. Some of these old cars, they made a very low number of, let's say 120 examples. of some old Lamborghini. If a little plastic bezel around the switch, the little toggle switch, the rocker switch that powers the electric window in the console, if that little plastic bezel breaks, first off, they don't make them. Secondly, you can't find them. Thirdly, no, you can go online. If you can find one, there's a place out of Strudeldorf, and the guy wants $156 for it. It's not what it is. It's 10 cents worth of plastic. I actually got Jay Leno to make me one of these bezels just because it was made of ABS or PVC or whatever it was, but it was just plastic, you know?
Right.
But
where did he put it in the lathe or put it in an NC machine and just make you one?
He puts it in his magic plastic bead machine, and it's the 3D scanner thing, and it literally can make a crescent wrench functional out of plastic. The problem is you don't want shit made out of plastic. In my case, this could be made out of plastic. And not only that, made it out of black plastic, which worked fine for me. Point is this. If you had yourself a 1965 Mustang, you could find the exact same piece of plastic for $1.49 because they made 3 million units of those cars.
Right.
Simple. And it's so
do the math.
It's not always about, you know, how expensive the materials are. It's how exclusive is it. You know, for Christ's sake, anything that is mass-produced is cheap. You go to the Home Depot, you get a faucet set for your sink. It's, you know, $69. If you had to have that thing made, imagine what it would cost, thousands of dollars.
It's like when the flat screens first came out.
That's right. Hey, a 42-incher was like $8,000. And now you see these things for like $289. Ah, man, speaking of money, Bridgeview Bank and Mortgage Company. Told you guys before about our friends Tony and Paul over there at Bridgeview. These guys have been doing this for an orca's life. That's right. Orcas can live up to 90 years of age. I learned that reading the book with my daughter yesterday.
No, you didn't. You watched a CNN special.
Okay. So I saw that blackfish. Anyway, I think my daughter was in the house somewhere. So it counts. Anyway, fair, honest experience. They give you great deals on purchase and refinance loans. All mortgage programs. And you have the conventional ones, the jumbo ones. That's what I like. I like my mortgages like I like my shrimp and my ladies. Mm-hmm. FHA, VA loans.
Keep talking.
They'll do it all, baby. No closing costs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not rolled into a loan or built in. Nope. They pay the closing costs for you. You save thousands. Go to the website. Go to Ace on the Roof. Go to our website, aceontheroof.com. Click on the banner on the right side of the page and then submit an application. You can purchase. You can refinance. It's easy. Check it out. 2 minutes, start to finish. Hey, if they can help you, great. I bet they can. No obligation. Check it out, baby.
All loans subject to credit approval. Rates and fees subject to change. Not all loans or products are available in all states. Call 888-524-3452 for details about credit costs and terms. Bridgeview Bank Mortgage, NMLS number 335048, Equal Housing Lender.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, aceontheroof.com. You click on the banner right side of the page. Let's see. We're in line four over here, Ray. What do we got? Marissa?
Hello.
Massachusetts, what's going on?
Well, I want to know, I know it's a far shot from California, so maybe you don't have the same issues, but we have to repaint our deck every single year, and we purchase all types of paints that are supposedly waterproof, and they all just chip off, and I was wondering what your favorite is.
I think this is one of those things where technology has not helped. Because you ever see these houses and you realize that thing has not had a coat of paint on it since 1941 and the paint ain't that bad, like it's still there. And it's because I had a bunch of lead and other shit into it, you know, a bunch of heavy metals and stuff. And so the EPA came along and said, you know, you can't let me. Oh, yeah. This is why they call me Ace. They call me Ace. You know why they call me Ace? Other than I tell everyone to call me Ace, but really a close second to why.
Why would that be Ace?
Let's say why they call me Ace. You ever have one of those broads come in and she goes, oh, man, I make a triple fudge chocolate chip cookie. No yeast, no gluten, no eggs, no refined sugar.
No good.
You cannot tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. And you go, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. What we use for sweetening, we use extract that is from the peel of the banana. It is actually good for you. It tastes the same. It tastes the same. There's no yeast. There's no eggs.
All you need is one drop.
We don't use baking soda. We use a nut extract as a binder on it. It's the best. Forget about comparing it to other gluten-free cookies. This is better to just any regular cookie you've had. And then you go, all right, let me have a bite of that. And then you go, you taste every fucking thing that's missing from that cookie. You go, oh, this tastes like shit.
And this gluten thing, who cares?
I don't know, Ray. The point is this. You remove all the good shit from paint, which is the bad shit for you. Just like you remove all the bad shit, all the shortening and the sugar and all the shit that's bad for you in a cookie is all the stuff that makes it good. And all the stuff that's bad for you in paint is all the stuff that makes it good. And what you have is a gluten-free fucking cookie. Doesn't work. Doesn't last one goddamn winter. Powerful.
Oh,
it's powerful, Ray. It's powerful.
You are.
That's powerful.
That's why they call him Ace.
That's why they call me Ace. All right. So that's what they do. And now it's sort of like, well, what do you do? And I think the first thing you do is you go down and you talk to a guy at a paint store. Like, don't go down to the big box store and talk shop with that dude. Because there is stuff in – there's stuff – if you go to a paint store and you want to pay enough a gallon – for some shit that's super heavy
duty. And first
duty.
Of all, you're only going to get to get it and buy in the court because of the EPA.
But you might get the thing where this comes from Helsinki and they use it on naval vessels. You know what
buy
I mean?
Buy that. Definitely.
Well, yeah, that seems to be like that would be great.
So go down.
Yeah, but
down.
You got to strip it all down. All your other coats, you're going to have to strip the whole thing. And then I don't know what your gap is between your planks and all that kind of stuff. And then you got to do it from underneath, too.
But
you get warping.
But go. Do you have a local paint store? Or do you go to the Home Depot or whatever?
No, it's like a town like the True Value Hardware, but it's like owned like locally, whatever. Mm.
Find a paint store.
Mm, no,
like I mean, there are paint stores. Go into that paint store and talk to that old dude behind the counter and find out.
The dude with
the
wonky eye.
Yeah,
and then if you strip the thing, there's a good chance you could just oil it, and then just put the oil back, every two years or whatever. You know, that's easier. I can't stand painted decks, by the way, for the most part.
Well, is she say painting or is she saying painting? Paint. But does she mean paint or she means penetrating? What?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like I just want it to be like nice. Like I don't want to have splinters.
How big is it?
I'm a chick. You can't ask me.
All right. Use penetrating, something that penetrates, not sits on top.
Okay.
Also, you know what? Just swap it out with some of the synthetic stuff now.
She just said she was a chick. You can't tell her just to swap out her deck.
She said we, too, a couple of times. So I'm assuming husband.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ray,
yeah.
Got questions over there. What else we got over there? What do you like? Seen something you like?
Let's go with one.
Mm-hmm. Line one. All right. Let's talk to line three.
Oh, talk okay,
to Kirk.
Good.
Kirk 43. It's always funny.
Hey there. It's Ray.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much.
That's line three.
Yeah, no.
What do you got, Kirk?
Fat?
Yeah.
I got a kind of an odd problem. I've got a 120-year-old house that the foundation actually doesn't have footers. It's a limestone foundation.
Mmm, sitting on stone.
Set right on the ground. It doesn't penetrate into the ground more than 10 inches, and that's after 120 years.
Wow.
Wait, so your whole house is sitting on, like, five or six of these, or what's it sitting on?
It's sitting on a bunch of them, right?
How many?
It's a foundation all the way around it, a solid limestone wall.
So it's a stack stone?
It just doesn't go down into the ground.
Yeah. All
right. Is it a stack stone or is there mortar in between?
There is mortar, but I think it was added after the fact.
Okay, so instead of pouring a footing out of concrete, this is quarried stone that is placed there.
Yes.
Old school.
And they didn't bury it below the frost line. You can still see marks of where the grass was.
Is the stone loose?
I think it was when it was laid.
Mm.
It's had.
All right, well, listen, you got 120 years out of it. What do you want? Everyone who did it's
exactly.
dead, and so are their kids.
I know how to fix it. I know how to fix it.
Ray knows how to fix it.
How do you fix it, Ray?
You have to. Can you get underneath your house?
Yeah, I've got a utility basement in one side, and that's brick lined, and it's 4 feet inside of the foundation, and then crawl space under the rest.
But you can get inside, if you crawl underneath your house, you can get to the side of the wall, right? The foundation.
Everywhere except for the utility basement.
Here we go.
All right, so I would just key in, like I'd undermine the stone 3 feet.
3 feet?
Yeah, 3 feet wide or 2 feet wide, dig underneath it about 16 inches, 18 inches, and put a concrete slab, just put a concrete footing underneath it. Then go to the outside and do the same thing on the other side and just key it back and forth.
Hold on, you just mean in the corners or?
No, all around the whole thing.
Just like leapfrog every 4 feet or so?
Well,
right.
Hold on a second. Yeah, right. You got to be clear here. You can't just dig it all out. The whole thing's going to fall down.
That's why I said key in only 3 feet or so and then do one there. Did you hear what I said?
I don't even get with the key in only 3 feet.
All right, here's the foundation.
You say leave the backside supported and just dig out the front, right?
Right, and then flip-flop so you get even distribution around the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying?
You.
Go from the outside and the inside, undermine it as much as you can.
Them.
So stagger your footings.
And really, do we need to do it one solid all the way down?
No, you can just do little areas.
Foot.
Yeah,
okay.
3 foot here, then skip 6 feet where you think it's solid enough. Mm. So it picks up some of the. So it picks up the load.
What kind of steel we want to do in here?
I don't think you might not even have to, but
I'd
do
a couple
some
pieces down in the pad, right?
Right. So whatever you
do, we can't dowel up into the existing or anything.
You could.
Well,
I mean, it's mortar.
It's gonna be hard to drill.
You can get a right angle drill up there, and so if it's old mortar, it'll go through really quickly too.
All right. So you get a right angle
mortar.
Hold on. They don't have right angle roto hammers, do they?
I think they do now.
Okay. So you can dowel up in there so you can get your pads tied in. I like having a tie-in. It doesn't have to be, you know, it could just be two dowels per pad, right? I mean, just enough so things don't slide around.
Yeah, and he could even undermine the whole thing, Ace, and then encase it a little bit. Undermine the whole thing at one section, do 2 feet on one section, undermine
right.
the thing, and do 2 feet
on the
other.
What are
we other?
Doing here for concrete? We're going to pump it in?
Nah. Well,
it's a lot
could.
Of mixing.
You could.
Do it all
I mean, it
at
depends.
Once?
He's not going to do it all at once. That's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, dig it all out and then just hire a pumper and a cement truck and get in there and do it.
I would dig them all out, but I wouldn't do it all at once. I'd do half and then the other half.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't do it all at once and I'd be afraid of it collapsing.
Okay.
Unless you short it up, which you're not going to do anyway. You could.
All right. So pad about 2x2 and how deep?
I'd go a foot and a half. It's going to be a
deep.
Pain in the ass.
That's a lot of digging.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, but that's
hey,
what you have to
Kirk.
Do. Kirk, is it sloping now? I mean, do you have to jack the house up to get it level?
Well, the only place there's a problem is I put a shop on the back of the house and put plumbing out to it, and so we undermined one section of it, and it started collapsing into it. And I've packed it with hydraulic cement to keep. I mean, well, it's a good thing we don't have bears in Iowa. Or I'd have bears in my basement.
Do you have? You got a neighbor kid who's good at digging, wants $8 an hour or something like that?
No. All my neighbor kids are under 10.
They're fine. It's fine.
Get them in there.
It's all right.
In Indonesia where that's
okay.
Perfectly acceptable.
Wear a helmet.
I was doing it.
Listen, you don't want to dig all that yourself. That's the whole thing. I mean, honestly.
It could be done piece by piece.
And by the way, you can jack that section up that's fallen.
Oh, man. You can jack up anything you want with a bottle jack.
It's awesome.
I jacked up on my whole office.
Yeah, we did.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember when I dropped the jackhammer on my thumb?
Yeah. But I don't remember the bottle jack in the office thing. I jacked my whole goddamn office up, man.
We jacked the roof up, so we remember the roof line.
These guys are laughing.
Remember the roof line? We jacked that up.
They're like, it's
they don't know what we're even talking about.
It's funny every time. It's funny every time.
Oh, because Jack, what do you guys? Oh, is that the reference? I got it.
Yep. My office, I jacked up 4 inches.
Still got them. Ironically enough, you jacked up 4 inches.
That's right. You know what else is in my office? My computer. You know what I do with my computer? I create beautiful tomes on my computer. That's right. My third book. And I use carbonite to back up my words, man. My first book, man, was 85,000 words, man. And a lot of them were different, okay? So I needed them backed up. Obviously, when the words are different, you cannot remember all of the words. And in a specific order, you got to have that stuff backed up. You got to use carbonite. My next book, over 100,000 words. Again, oftentimes different words.
You're wordy.
Oftentimes in a different order. Have to have it backed up. And now the next book, we're about 60,000 words in, me and Mike Lynch. And of course, carbonite.
How's he doing?
Yeah, he's miserable. And we moved to Lowell, Massachusetts. He works with crazy people. Anyway.
So you're saying a parallel move?
Look, he's got me. He's got the book. He's happy. Carbonite.com. No credit card required. You can try it out for free. You got to back up your files, baby. It's 2013. What are you going to do? You got to join us in the modern era. Use the offer code ACEHOUSE, one word, ACEHOUSE, and get 2 bonus months. That's right. So if you purchase, they'll give you another 2 months for free. Carbonite.com, offer code ACEHOUSE. If you have a computer, look, forget it whether you're writing a book or not. You got files on there. You got pictures on there. You got memories. You got everything on there. Back it up at Carbonite. All right. You want to go to our last call here?
Yes.
Let's talk to Lisa.
Hey, my gosh, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure, man. 36, North Carolina.
Yeah, can you settle a domestic dispute, please?
Yes.
I think that, well, we're having our house repainted, and we have been having an ongoing discussion about paint, and the store brand is just as adequate as one of the higher-end brands, and there's really no need in paying extra for a name. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, we just got into this. They have something, Gary and Matt, really earning their keep today. I'll tell you what. Somebody showed me once a picture. This is back, you know, before things were online, but I was just looking at one of my geek sort of builder magazines back in the day. And they showed me a piece of wood, and the piece of wood, you know, had swatches on it. You know, here's Sears Easy Living, here's Sinclair, here's Bear, here's whatever. Here's the $16 gallon stuff, here's the $28 gallon stuff. And then they put the shit in the simulator. It's great. It could age, you know, it's like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your girlfriend or wife to fall into that thing. Come out like a sea hag, but they put you in there. They put the piece of wood in there, and I don't know. They put it in there for a week, but it simulates like 10 years worth of wear. And then you look at all the three. You look at the 5 different paints, and it's like, holy shit! One of them barely even looks like it was on there, and the other one looks pretty darn good. And you go, oh, all right,
I get it.
And more often than not, it's the expensive one. It's a pretty simple equation. At least. You know, it's not always true, but paint, not a lot different than cars. In that the reason expensive cars are more expensive is because they're built with more expensive materials, and they're just better
crafted. And their paint's better.
Their paint's better, too. But it's the things that make paint expensive, the additives that make paint expensive, are also the things that make it last longer. It's not that way with, like, gasoline. Gasoline is gasoline is gasoline. It's Shell, Mobil, whatever, Union 76, whatever it is. They put their own little additives in it. Your car doesn't know the difference. Go to the cheapest place you can get gas. Put whatever octane. And by the way, if your car doesn't need the 91 or 92 octane, don't put it in. Gas is gas. I don't think it's the same with paint. Gary can maybe find this paint simulator, you know, 10-year weather simulator or 5-year weather simulator.
Yeah, and then you also have like UV inhibitors in some paints, or
right.
additives and mold inhibitors. And if it's exterior, stay away from shiny because that gets beat up more.
And you go online and you can research it. Now, every once in a while, you're going to find out that the $17 gallon Sears Easy Living outdid the Sinclair that was $31 a gallon. But for the most part, yeah. Ooh, just a tip. I forgot about that, Ray.
By the way, paint, astronomical pricing these days. Crazy. Remember when we used to get a gallon for $12?
Yeah.
It's like $50 now.
I know.
It's insane.
I know. It's all.
And then you want high end, it's $70.
All right. Is that the tip?
That's the tip. I'm done.
Kill yourself because of the price of paint? Let's do it, Ray. Come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Taking a turn for the sexual.
Gentlemen, grab your hardwood. It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
No tip?
No tip.
All right.
Hold on, I got one.
Oh, okay.
I went at home. Let's say you want to make grilled cheese. Yeah?
Yeah.
You got your toaster? You don't have a toaster oven? You don't have anything else?
You only have a toaster.
Only have a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Put the American cheese slice on there, because I like American. I know you don't.
It's good for the grilled.
Isn't it? But what you do is you butter it.
Now, let me
right?
ask you this.
Hold on a second. I'm
Hold
not
on.
Done with the
I
tip.
Got a question. I got a question. Riddle me this. Why is grilled cheese actually better with American cheese?
Gooey.
But hold on. But a quesadilla made with American cheese is not edible. It's still just a piece of flour wrapped around a piece of melted cheese. Why the huge chasm between those two things?
The
you know
yeasty
what I'm
saying? Bread. The yeasty bread. Cuts
Don't
it.
Answer. Just dig. Just dig. All right. Where were we? Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm digging.
Okay, go ahead.
So turn the toaster on its side.
Wait
you got
a
yourself
minute.
A grilled cheese.
Doesn't that thing just go? Burr?
No.
Okay.
Tried it. I even tried it.
All right. So you took your toaster, you laid it down on its side.
Yep.
And you slid the one piece of toast in with the cheese on it.
Made a grilled cheese.
And then the other one with the cheese.
No. Open face. Can't.
Why not grill the top one and make a sandwich? It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what? You would make an awesome inmate. I feel like, Ray, I feel like your skill set is not really made for the outside, you know, but in the joint, you would be king,
I fare
man.
Well.
I think I know you're not taking that in the spirit in which it's intended, but I think like.
We're running late. We're running
in
long
the
on this
joint
show, buddy.
Is where you were meant to be. Like, that's where I feel like you would flourish. Like, you would really come alive. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain.
How much life insurance you have?
Oh, I got plenty. Thanks to Encore. DraftKings, baby. DraftKings.com. America's favorite one-week fantasy football league. You can win cash every week, every game. One-week fantasy football, no season-long commitments. Yeah, you got a team, draft them. You know, traditionally, draft a team. The guy doesn't do well. Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Look out. Season over. No more. Not with DraftKings. Draft a new team every week. True story. Guy won $100,000. Very first time out.
Awesome.
Right now, Adam Carolla listeners and Ace on the House listeners get up to $600 free. Use the promo code ACE for every dollar you deposit. DraftKings will match it up to $600. That's $600 totally free. Hurry, this amazing offer expires this Friday. Enter ACE today at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
All right.
Thanks for the tip.
Ironically, one of your better tips. All right. I want to thank you for supporting the show, for telling a
thank
friend,
you.
For giving us a nice rating on iTunes and watching us climb the charts, for visiting aceontheroof.com and clicking the PayPal button and subscribing. And until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Ray Oldhoffer, Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, Fondalier, and Gary. 716 start.
Woohoo!
Saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
This is Corolla Digital.